Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, July 13th. Tesla is canceling the cheapest version of the Model Y, as Elon Musk says the range would have been too low. However, Tesla is still planning a lower-priced version in a few months. When Tesla launched the Model Y last March, the company listed four different versions. The first was standard range version, which is the only one using a smaller battery, and then the other three, the long-range, dual-motor all-wheel drive, and then the performance version. However, on Twitter, Musk wrote, quote, "We have reduced the pricing on Model Y long-range dual-motor and will offer a long-range single-motor Y in a few months, which improves affordability while still keeping the product excellent." Musk also stated that the range would be significantly higher than 300 miles. "It looks like we won't get a standard range or standard range plus Model Y, but we are going to get a surprise long-range rear-wheel drive version." In an undoubtedly related story, Tesla has reduced the price of the Model Y, and now the starting price is barely below $50,000. It has also updated the price of the performance version. The Model Y has now been reduced in price by $3,000, a significant price decrease for a vehicle that has come to market only a few months ago. Tesla's stock price is still surging on a continued week-long rally. With a 26% rally last week, that is extending into a 14% jump in the stock price today alone. Tesla's valuation is now more than $300 billion, which is more than Toyota, Volkswagen, and Honda, the three biggest automakers combined. At the time of recording, Tesla's stock price is trading at $1,541.49. Many people are attributing the rally to a possible inclusion in the S&P 500, which has historically pushed stocks higher as investors tracking the index to buy it. With this 14% jump in stock price adding tens of billions to Tesla's valuation, the automaker has now risen past Procter & Gamble and is now in the top 10 of the most valuable United States stocks. Tesla has updated the supercharging rate for the Model S and Model X to 250 kilowatts. This matches the capacity of the Model 3 and the Model Y. As a bit of background, when Tesla launched Supercharger version 3 last year, Tesla made it clear that only Model 3 would take full advantage of the new 250 kilowatt charge rate. Now for Model S and X, Tesla said that an upgrade charge rate would be coming soon. Now according to an update on the website, Tesla has changed the specifications for new Model S and Model X vehicles, and unfortunately it's something that is not available as a software update, at least for now. Tesla has launched two new aftermarket accessories for the Model S and X vehicles, and they're not cheap. Tesla has launched the new wireless phone charger as an aftermarket accessory on the shop website. For those who bought their Model S or X vehicles before it was a standard feature, Tesla now offers it for $125. Also, they offer a rear cargo net for $50. After the launch of the Tesla Cybertruck, CEO Elon Musk surprised many when he said that Tesla's new electric pickup would have a solar roof option that will add about 15 miles of range per day. It's surprising because several automakers, including Tesla, have explored adding solar on electric vehicles before, but most projects haven't come to production and most of them don't provide any significant power. A 3D artist, Slav Popovsky, has decided to render what a Tesla Cybertruck would look like with a deployable solar panel. The small video showcases a solar panel that deploys from the rear, and the sides open to extend roughly 6 times the folded size. While the concept might seem bizarre, it might actually not be too far-fetched, based on previous comments from Elon Musk. After announcing the solar option would be offered for the Cybertruck, the CEO also suggested that deployable solar wings could also be added for even more power. Volkswagen will start selling the ID.3, one of the most anticipated new electric cars of the year, and they'll do it on July 20th. The German automaker already started taking orders for the ID.3 from first edition reservation holders, but now it's opening orders up to the public. They announced today, quote, "Subject to local terms and conditions, all the ID.3 models that can be ordered from July 20th are eligible for subsidies in Germany and also in other European countries." When deliveries start in September, Volkswagen is expected to deliver a lot of ID.3s all at once. The Ford Mustang Mach-E prototype has been spotted doing some pretty crazy donuts in a strange video that might be a marketing move. The video is presented as a spy sighting called Secret Electric Vehicle Testin'. posted by a YouTube user going by the screen name Carolina Guy, who only has this single video on the channel. The video was filmed 10 steps away from the racetrack and looks like it could be a stage marketing stunt. But regardless of who is behind the video, it does show some impressive handling and capability for the prototype Mach-E. Ford hasn't released the official specs for the GT version yet, but it is expected to feature a dual-motor powertrain with over 346 horsepower and 428 pound-feet of torque, and a 0-60 mph acceleration in the mid-3-second range. And in Electrek's green energy brief, China connected a 10-megawatt offshore wind turbine to the grid yesterday, and the country's largest wind turbine to date. The turbine is at Xinhua Bay Wind Farm Phase 2 off the Fujian province. European and rooftop solar sales are projected to drop by 30% this year due to the pandemic. This is according to the global energy research and consultancy company Wood Mackenzie. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Silicon Valley startup Superstrata has unveiled a new unibody carbon fiber e-bike, the Superstrata Terra. And these are ultra-customized 3D-printed electric bikes with the exact size and geometry required for each rider. Now, despite the high-end materials and the very fine customization, the regular pedal bike is priced at $2,799, and the Ion e-bike version is priced at $3,999. Both are available for pre-order right now with Indiegogo, and shipping beginning in December of 2020. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.